Hello, and welcome to The Natural Life with Dr. Sam. Each week, I will be providing educational medical information on how your body functions and ways to take care of yourself naturally and holistically. It's time to talk about your health and hormones. Hormones are produced by a collection of glands throughout the body. This collection is called the endocrine system and contains the following glands: the hypothalamus, pineal, pituitary, parathyroids, thyroid, adrenals, pancreas, ovaries, and testes. All of these glands produce a variety of hormones, which travel to other parts of the body via the bloodstream. They help control the workings of growth and development, metabolism, water and electrolyte balance, temperature control, reproduction, behavior, digestion, and response to stress. The endocrine system acts as a signaling pathway, with the signals lasting from a few hours to weeks. Here is a short description of all the organs in the system, starting from head to toe. The hypothalamus is located in the lower central part of the brain. It links the endocrine and the nervous systems together. It receives information from the brain, such as body temperature, light exposure, and feelings, and then relays information to the pituitary gland via hormones and nerve fibers. The pituitary gland is a pea-sized gland that sits within a bony structure looking like a horse saddle at the base of the brain. Hormones produced here are not all produced constantly. Most are released in bursts, every 1 to 3 hours, with alternating periods of activity and inactivity. This small gland is often called the master gland because it controls many of the other glands. Hormones produced are growth hormone to stimulate growth of bone and other body tissues, prolactin, which activates milk production in women breastfeeding, thytropin, which stimulates thyroid to make thyroid hormones, corticotropin, which stimulates adrenal gland to make certain hormones, antidiuretic hormone, which helps control the body water balance by acting on the kidneys, oxytocin, which helps childbirth. It is known as the love hormone, endorphins, that act on the nervous system and reduce feelings of pain, as well as hormones that signal reproductive organs to make sex hormones. The pineal gland is located in the middle of the brain and produces melatonin, which helps with sleep and our 24-hour internal clocks. The thyroid gland lies in front of the neck and is shaped like a butterfly. It produces thyroxine, T4, and triiodothionine, T3, which play a major role in metabolism and growth and development. Attached to the thyroid are four tiny glands, which are called the parathyroids. They release a hormone that controls calcium levels in the bloodstream with the help of calcitonin, a hormone release from thyroid. On top of the kidney lies a triangle tissue, which are the adrenal glands, and contain two parts that make different hormones. The outer part is the cortex and produces corticoid steroids, such as cortisol. These steroids help control salt and water balance, response to stress, metabolism, and sex development and function. The inner part is called the medulla and produces catecholamines, such as epinephrine, which is essential in our fight or flight responses. The major organ that controls the blood sugar levels in the body is the pancreas, located behind the stomach and between the two kidneys. It releases the hormone insulin. And finally, the sex organs, which produce the sex hormones, estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone. Testes in the males and ovaries in females. Testosterone is the most important hormone in male development, while estrogen and progesterone have a major impact on female development. As we age, these hormones decrease. To summarize, the endocrine system is a highly complex and tight network of hormones that control the activities of the body. This has been The Natural Life with Dr. Sam, brought to you by KBMFLP Butte. As always, when it comes to your health, you reap what you sow. Until next time, best of health, Butte.